joining us, senior elections analyst for ABC News and 538. Nathaniel, I want to start by just kind of going through. All right, we know the winner of the presidential election. There's still some undecided races. We'll get to that in a moment. But from what the polls were telling us before and what we saw in the vote after, how spot on or how wrong were all of our indicators leading into Tuesday?
Yeah, the polls were pretty accurate. They were certainly more accurate than they were in 2020 and in 2016. They basically pointed to a tied race in a lot of these battleground states, with Trump slightly ahead in some of the southern battleground states like Arizona. Obviously, Trump ended up winning all the states that we know of in this so far. We still don't have a projection in Arizona specifically because it takes a while to count all the votes there. But it looks like the polls only underestimated Trump by 1 or 2 points in those states, which is pretty good. Polls, remember, have a margin of error.
Well, we have the presidential winner, but not all races have been decided. Is it surprising to you that we don't know yet who's going to control the House?
No, it's not surprising to me at all. I was very prepared for this outcome because a lot of those swing states are in California and other states that take a while to count their ballots. And given how close the House is, obviously, the last couple of years, you've had a very tight majority that was difficult to control, and we're expecting the same thing now. I think about a week to determine all of the results was expected.
Nathaniel, thank you. Nathaniel Rakich with 538.